two podcasts in 2 days. This is unbelievable. We've got big news to talk about. I thought I'd jump on and do an emergency podcast. Ben Mackay has gone to Essendon, and we've got pick number three. Did we ever doubt this? Not really. There was a couple of articles floating around that Essendon were going to offer him like 50K under band one compensation to get pick number three, but it never really made much sense. It's in Essendon's best interest to pay him a little bit more and not have to trade for him. So let's get straight into this, guys. There's a couple more rumors floating around and things, but the main event of today is talking about Ben Mackay leaving for Essendon. Am I happy about this? Am I not happy about this? The answer is kind of. I think Ben Mackay is a really good player. And I think we've all had people in our lives in the last few weeks try and say to us, oh, Ben Mackay's not even that good. He's not worth pick three. You know, what are the Bombers doing? And then you ask those people, how many North games did you watch? And they go, oh, none or one. I'm like, well, you're not really in the position to say Ben Mackay sucks. The other thing right now, and I asked for your comments on Instagram. It was the easiest one. Sorry for Facebook and Twitter people, but I'd only to ask Instagram today. I apologize. I was at work and I needed to throw one up and I sort of get the most response on there. You've got a 25-year-old key defender, 200 centimetres, 100 kegs, about to go into his prime. That is the sort of player we need at North Melbourne. Am I happy he's gone because he didn't want to be there? Yeah. We want players who want to be here, right? But I'm not kicking Ben Mackay out the door and saying, good riddance, mate. He didn't manage heaps of games over his 8 years at North Melbourne, but he's the exact prototype of player that we need desperately. So it does feel a little bit weird that we're getting rid of someone that we really need or a position that we lacked so much. Getting rid of is not the right way to say it because he was a free agent, but we could have matched. I'm really happy that North Melbourne publicly stated that if it's not band one compensation, we're matching. Well done to Brady on that one for having the big bollocks. And well done to Clarko as well, because he said that in some press conferences as well. Do I think pick three is worth Ben Mackay? Once again, an argument for yes and an argument for no. How many really good key defenders are there in this league? Not heaps. Could pick three be a better player than Ben Mackay? Yes, but if it's a different position, can you really compare it? I'm not sure. The compensation thing in the AFL is really weird anyway, but hey, that's just the way it is, and that's a discussion for another day. At the end of all this, am I happy Mackay's gone? I'm not happy he's gone, but if he didn't want to be here, off you go, mate. And I'm really happy that the AFL system gives us pick three for this, even if maybe it is a little bit of an unfair system. But hey, not North's fault, the AFL's fault. So don't talk to us about that. Don't forget, guys, Penderbury was a compensation pick 2 years after they made a grand final. Hawthorn built a dynasty on these sort of picks. Melbourne have got them. Richmond got them. Gold Coast and GWS got them. I'm pretty sure Brisbane got something. So many teams have had this before. So don't let anyone out there tell you that it's unjust or they're giving North special treatment, because it's not true at all. Those people are just uneducated. Let's go to some of your comments, I think, about this. You've heard my thoughts. Not happy he's gone from a positional standpoint, and I think he's a good player. But if he doesn't want to be there, happy we got something that we can turn into, hopefully, a very, very good player. There's a couple of other rumors floating around after this Ben Mackay chat. We'll chat about Goldie going as well. Jack Darling rumors. Now we've got pick three, some talk of movement. So we'll get into that, but let's do some of your comments first. So we'll zip through these just on the gram. Don't forget, guys, at Further North Pod on Instagram and Twitter /X now, and at Further North Podcast on Facebook. So follow all those. Get your thoughts read out on here. Get involved. I love when you guys, you know, write me messages. I'm slow to get back and reply. I do know. I'm sorry. But if I ever ask questions, I'll try and read out as many as I can. So we've got J.S. Mulvogue. Mulvogue? Hello, J.S. Mulvogue. I'm happy with pick three. You don't want players at our club that don't want to be there. Very, very true. And that's the way I'm trying to look at it as well. Let's not target Ben McKay and treat him like a villain, because he did give us some good service and he seems like an all right sort of guy. But hey, I guess he's on the opposition now and it is Essendon, so maybe we do hate him now. We'll never hate Goldie though. Brighton underscore Isles, disappointing to see a player we invested 7 years into go. A necessary evil though, pick three compo is overs 10 times. Is it 10 times over? I agree with you, Brighton, I do. I'm not sure that pick three is an obvious thing. Like, I would probably have kept McKay if he wanted to stay or we got pick three. If, take out the circumstance, if you offered me McKay pick three, I'd probably take McKay just because his position is so rare and he is quite good in that position. But look, it is fair enough compensation, I guess, but I don't know if it's tenfold, mate. Stretching there, sir. Liam.Ellison says, this 2 year period of Shees, GW George Wardlaw and Braden George and picks 2, 3, 14 and 21 developed together. Yes, it is a massive time for our club having those three guys. Braden George, by all reports, looks amazing. I'm the last guy to get invested in preseason hype because we have a ruckman who was meant to be the best looking in preseason 2 years in a row. But look, this is a massive time period or a moment in time for our club right now. I talked about this on yesterday's podcast, so go back and listen to that if you haven't. But massive draft and year or two coming up. All right, NMFC jerseys on Instagram. Post some cool jerseys and I think sells them. So if anyone wants a jersey, go and look at that page. McKay is such a good defender, so pick three, or if we trade for pick one, better be worth it. I tried to get some different perspectives from you guys in here, and it's good to know not everyone thinks it's a steal to get pick three for McKay and doesn't rate him. It's interesting to see how people's thoughts and reactions are to McKay because I think he's really good, but other people in the fan base don't. So very strange, but it all depends on who we pick at pick three, what we trade for pick three. It all depends on the upcoming draft period. So I guess this is going to be one of those ones in hindsight we look back on and go, that was a great trade for pick three. We just got the next Brownlow medalist. Or we go, geez, we haven't had a full back for about 10 years. I wish we never got rid of Ben McKay. Oh, God, this is an interesting name. Here we go. Bunstry? There's threes, there's E's though. B-U-N-S-T-3-R-3-3 says, I'm trying to think about what that name is in my head. Great name though, love it. He would have left next year, so it's a win getting pick three. Sucks, but it's the best of a bad situation. And I think that is probably true. I think that's the most level-headed response to this, taking out any sort of emotion. Yeah, I guess, you know, next year he would have definitely left and getting pick three, it's a good compensation. We can't be upset with that. So, yeah, we have made the best of a bad situation and it's good that the club came out and said, if it's not the right compensation, we're matching. Get those cojones out, Brady. Come on, mate. All right, let's go to another one here. Brock.underscore child says, I believe pick three needs to be traded for two or multiple later first round picks. I'm assuming you mean two picks in the later round or more multiple because we've obviously already got pick two. Interesting question here. It depends what side of the fence I guess people sit on. I would be keeping the higher picks. I wouldn't be trading for multiple later in the first round. We do have 14 and 19, I think it is, or 21 or something. I think we just need to get the talent in at this point. We can fill out the list later, but we may as well get as many talented players. We can pick up players off delisted or the delisted players. We can still trade to fill it out. There's going to be free agents to sign who won't need to be compensated and things like that. So there's other ways to sort of fill out this list, I think. So I would personally be keeping the higher picks, but hey, each to their own. We've got Jaspel's 1977. It'd be pick three for me. He's not committed and wanted out. Bye, Felicia. Did I say that right with the accent? You guys love that. You're welcome. Yeah, that's fair enough. Pick three for a not committed player. Doesn't mean he wasn't committed. I think that is harsh. I think he was committed while he was there, but he just wanted the change. So But you're right. Pick three is a good compensation for a player that did not want to be there. Diana underscore 777. He's managed 70 odd games in 8 years. Very true when you look at it that way. I guess early on injury prone, got concussions now and stuff like that. So it's a bit of a risk at Essendon's part, I guess. But yeah, look, there's a lot of upside with Mackay as well. But I do agree with that. I guess 70 games in 8 years is nowhere near good enough. So hopefully we can find an amazing key defender in the next few years, because I can't imagine we're getting one anytime soon. Unless we draft Curtin, but, you know, Curtin's maybe slightly – he's big enough to be a key defender, but clearly sort of runs off the back line and goes into the midfield a bit. Doesn't mean he'll play like that in the AFL, but hey. T.Thomas6 says, big loss but potentially a big gain for the future. What North do from here will be important. Very, very true. Potentially a big gain, and that's the word, isn't it? Potentially. So we'll wait and judge Brady Rawlings on this draft. Good luck, Brady. Good luck. Amar 16. Get rid of him. Only room for one balding bloke on the list, Jack Marnie. That's funny. Look, it's nice to know now, mate. You'll be the guy on the podcast who always says Jack Marnie is better than Ben Mackay. So as long as you're happy to live with that, I'm happy to roll with it. Kyle.peck underscore says, he didn't look happy nor had any intent to win games at certain times. Pick three will be B. Harvey, the next B. Harvey. Don't we have the next B. Harvey already? We got like pick 37 C. Harvey? Maybe not. Pick three will be the next B. Harvey. Big call, mate. Once again, talk to me in 10 years' time and we'll see if you were right or wrong on that one. SC underscore Mitch. I don't care if core is our only key position defender. Oh, God. We'll take pick three any day of the week. I don't know if you just wrote that because you know my thoughts on Aiden Core. Aiden Core is not a key position defender at all. He's like a running half back that's taller. It's really weird. Look, once again, good job, Aiden Core. Good 6 to 8 weeks of footy, but you've hurt me the entire rest of the time you've been at the club. But hey, pick three. Let's get a key defender in the first round at some point and start playing these guys. Maybe that guy, what was his name? Something Pink we signed yesterday. I can't believe I forgot already. But Mr. Pink might come in from the sandful and just be a stud. Who knows? Or put Sheen's little fullback. He seems pretty good at that. Ben underscore Cheney says, happy with pick three. Mackay is a big loss, but he didn't want to be here. This is a great parting gift. Once again, a very level-headed response. I'm happy with pick three. He didn't want to be there. He is a big loss. Pick three is a nice parting gift. So nice to have some mature, intelligent adult discussion. Thank you so much, Ben. James and his brews. Ooh, interesting. Must be drunk. Pick three means we try to move to pick one and get Harley, I reckon. Combin goes back next year. It depends what we give up for pick one. And, you know, do you take Curtin, which is a better positional fit? Do you take Reed, which is the most talent? I'm not too sure. I'm going to do more research on this before our draft podcasts in a few weeks' time or before the draft. Combin going back next year is an interesting one. Like, say we don't take Curtin or don't get a decent key defender from the draft and don't really sign anybody. I'm going to be absolutely terrified next year going into the season with Core and probably Callum Dawson being our key position players. That absolutely terrifies me. If Charlie Combin goes back, that's actually something I'd be really excited for. 199 centimeters, got that Mackay build. But competes. We know who he competes. I see him as sort of like, you know, when we had Majak Dore. I think Combin's got more talent than Majak, maybe. Majak was a better athlete, but Combin's obviously got more like pure footy talent. And when Majak went to the back line for that season and a bit, he was unbelievable. If Combin can be that guy to mark, spoil, bring it to ground, and just be athletic, he could be a fantastic defender. Could he be the next Robbie Tarrant? Possibly. Combin didn't really do it for me in the forward line, to be honest. I liked the way he competed, but it wasn't quite there. We were always saying he's going to have a breakout game soon, 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 and it didn't come, and then he got injured tragically, obviously. And would it have come? I think so. I believe in him. But I could fully see him as a defender with his skill set and moving a Coleman Jones into the forward line, which I think is a better forward than Coleman has shown so far. Coleman's got more potential, though. Don't get at me in the comments. But, yeah, there's my opinion on that. Not many more here. Bailey Tyson underscore, would prefer to keep buckets. 200 centimeter defenders don't grow on trees. Pick three could be a bust. An interesting way to look at it. That's the last comment too. So what a somber note to end on. But that is very true. That is very true, man. We shouldn't be happy that Mackay's gone just yet because we have got a known good AFL player and a drafting guy has never played in the AFL. So I guess that's just some stuff to work out. Okay, switching topics here. Goldstein has also gone to Essendon. We're just a feeder club for Essendon. Big Ant actually messaged me and asked us if we're a feeder club for Essendon. And hey, hopefully they're both washed and going to be awful for Essendon, but I don't think so. Yeah, it's weird seeing Goldie in the black and red, donning the sash. It'll be interesting with Goldstein because I love Todd Goldstein so much. He's one of the best players I've ever seen play for the club. But I don't really know what he's going to offer next year. He looked cooked in the last half of the year. So, hey, if this forces North to go out and look closer into the ruck market, then I'm happy, to be honest. So, sucks seeing Goldie go, but hey, it is what it is, I guess. Champion of the club will always be loved when we come up against him next year. I hope we applaud him and cheer him. The guy doesn't deserve a boo in the house at all. So, yeah, not much more to say about Goldie. Good luck, I guess, sir, but I hope we absolutely smash the Bombers next year. Another discussion point and a rumour that's popped up today is Jack Darling. Jack Darling coming to North Melbourne. I should have asked everybody what they thought about this, but I didn't, unfortunately. Would I take Jack Darling at North Melbourne? My gut tells me yes. My gut tells me yes. And I think most people wouldn't like that. And I think most people would say no. But I think Jack Darling would be better than Comben. I'd stick him at full four and just get him to take marks. You know, it depends how much we pay him and it depends how much or how many years his contract is. If we had him for a couple of years to get by while we draft and recruit younger, better players, I'd fully take him for a couple of years as we get better and slowly push up the ladder. You know, maybe he gets us to pushing for the finals and then we can sign maybe a slightly better player. But yeah, I think I would take him. But from all the rumors, taking him would suggest that we're going to trade like pick two to West Coast and go for pick one and Darling and we'd trade like two and three. That's the trade that I sort of heard get rumored, which terrifies me. I would absolutely, absolutely not do that. I don't think I'd be giving up two and three for one. That's not at all what we should be doing. That's too high of a price for pick one. Harley Reid is possibly generational, but I wouldn't be giving up two and three for that. So I don't know. I think at the moment I'd be sticking to pick two and three instead of pick one and Jack Darling, as that's the trade that has sort of been thrown out there. But if we could get Jack Darling and not give up those ones, yeah, for a couple of years maybe. I mean, he's 31, 191 centimetres, slightly undersized. Yeah, look, I'm not thrilled about it, but I'd take him. But it'd have to be on a short-term deal, not much money, and not giving up any of our picks or our future because, yeah, he's only got a couple of years left in the tank, I reckon. So, like I said, I'd take him, but it'd have to be for the right price. No picks, no long contracts, no big money. And the only other thing really to talk about today, guys, is should we trade pick two and three for one? That's the only other note I've got here, and I guess I just answered that question. No, God, no. I don't think we trade up to pick one. I think we play West Coast at their own game, and we say, you want the best player and the best talent in the country, or do you want to draft a Western Australian guy and we get him at two? I guess the gauntlet there is, are they going to trade pick one to somebody else? But I'm pretty happy with whoever we get at the top of this draft. I'm pretty split between Curtin and Harley Reid. I know Harley Reid's got more potential and he could be generational. We've said that. But Curtin positionally is much better. So I'm not too fussed who we pick up. And I think we play the West Coast Eagles at their own game. And I don't think we give up a lot of these picks for pick one. So that's sort of where I stand on it. Anyway, let's finish it up there. Just a quick emergency Ben McKay podcast here. I'm going to try and do these hopefully with a bit more organization and get a guest on to talk about it and discuss it. But hey, hopefully you guys like the short emergency podcast. Anything that happens, signings, trades, people leaving, I'm going to try and do these just to get some content out to you guys. I will be asking you guys what your thoughts are on all of this sort of stuff. I'll try and get it on Twitter and Facebook next time. So follow the socials. Please, if you have North Melbourne supporting friends, please tell them about the podcast. We need to keep growing this. I'm so happy with how much it's grown. And more, I say this all the time, but more people than I ever thought already listened to this. So follow the socials, get your mates onto it. Let's get talking about the North Melbourne Football Club. The Further North podcast is the one, guys. That'll get you through. Thank you so much once again. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon. First emergency podcast ever in the books. Brady Rawlings bollocks. Who knows what's going on? Okay, bye.